Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Final hour of Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network. Bet Sweats presented by BetMGM. PJ Glasser and Kate Constable here with you. We got lightning bets coming up at the end of the show. We got Monday Night Football, which we're going to break down. We got a full week of bowl season that we'll dive into also. But we're going to continue talking college football here on the program. We're breaking down the first two playoff quarterfinal games that we're going to have, which should be a really good one. Bama and Indiana in the Rose Bowl. Indiana favored by 7. Then you're going to have Miami and Georgia in the Cotton Bowl, which should be, Miami and Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl, which should be a lot of fun. Then we're going to get into the next two quarterfinal games where you're going to have Oregon and Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl. And Kate, you know, I thought all things considered, JMU put up a really good fight against Oregon. You know, that was such a big talking point, is you have these group of five teams in the college football playoff, and the score really wasn't as close as kind of the box score indicated. Like, Oregon blew them out. If they kept their foot on the gas, they probably could have won that game by 40 points or so. But JMU scored 34 points on the road. They as a team, their offense, they gained, I believe it was 500 yards. Yeah, 509 yards of total offense. They were 4 for 4 on fourth down. They didn't turn the ball over at all. They had 35 minutes of time in possession. So they held their own. I mean, they showed up. They covered the spread, which was very significant to some, myself included, as somebody who laid it with Oregon, which was just absolutely brutal.
I did too, PJ. It was awful. Brutal. That was my biggest bet of the day, too. I was so pissed.
Kate, I had the Packers and I had Oregon, I had to watch those two results 30 seconds apart. I was so mad at Ben Johnson for not going for two after they scored that touchdown. Did you think
he was going for two? I thought he would have.
You know, in that wind, yeah. And I tell you what, the MVP of that game was Cairo Santos, because they don't have the opportunity to tie that game or win it without him. And those field goals that he was hitting in that win, the first one where he had to play it off to the right and it had to curve back. It looked like one of my tee shots, you know, that was terrific. So Santos was great. I understand trusting him in that spot if you're Ben Johnson, because probably if he like had missed an extra point or missed a field goal, you probably go for it. But I mean, it's just like, that's what Ben Johnson does. That's what Dan Campbell does. Yeah. Like, that's what's in their DNA, is going for it. So I had Packers +1.5. And even when the Bears scored a touchdown,
I'm like, all right, I'm still good. They're going to go for two. Regardless of what happens, I'm still a winner. And then I see Santos trot out there, and I'm like, Kate, I'm cooked. Packers plus 1.5. It's dead. And then, like you, I had Oregon, and it was just miserable.
It was brutal. I tweeted after the game, like, I can stomach the Oregon non-cover because the Bears won. And I didn't even have any money on the Bears game on a side, but like just being a Bears, like I'll take that win for Chicago. But if I were on the other side in terms of betting the Packers with you, PJ, that is a gut punch because you're right. Most days I feel like Ben Johnson would have gone for two there, and to go for the field goal when the win conditions were what they were. I mean, that's why Cairo Santos got the very first game ball in the locker room after the game. Like, that was near impossible kicking conditions for both teams. So that sucks. That to lose both of those within, like you said, minutes of each other is just brutal.
Kate, you know what the worst part is? Mm-hmm. Is every time, like, you're in the situation where you bet on a team like JMU, like, my team would never come back like that and cover the spread. It would never happen,
right?
You know?
Right.
But because I'm on Oregon, even mm-hmm. when they're up 48-13, and they're driving, by the way, you know, like, they have, like, a third and goal at the 12. There's just a part of me that's just like, I don't know. Let's just, like, you know, run the ball, get some more stops on defense. Like, let's score another time. And then I'm just watching JMU just hang around and keep right. it close. And I'm not sure how many people know, but it was 51-27. JMU actually started the possession with 2.5 minutes to go on their own 1 yard line. They went 99 yards to cover that spread. They had a first and goal at like the 16 yard line. It was just like,
I didn't realize they were on their 1 yard line. I looked up I had my eyes on the Bears game that I was watching the game cast on the ESPN app on my phone. And I just saw that James Madison was in the red zone with like a minute left and they were about to punch it in. I didn't realize it came from the 1 yard line. Oh, that's a terrible loss.
Can I be honest? When I saw that they were starting the possession at the one, I knew we were cooked. I'm like, this is like, you just know, you know, they're going to go 99 yards. It would almost make me feel better if they started the drive on like the Oregon 30 yard line. When I saw that they had to go, like, of course they're going to go 99 yards because why wouldn't they? It's college
why
football.
Why would they not?
That was brutal. But obviously Oregon gets the win, even though they don't cover the spread. They score 51 points in the process. The offense looks really, really good. Dante Moore looks terrific. And now they take on Texas Tech, which is the game that a lot of us thought we were going to get and that I'm really excited for because it's pretty much a pick 'em, Kate. I mean, Oregon is a slight favorite. They're -1.5, but they're -115 on the money line. The total is 52.5. And that's immediately where I go is the total. I think it's way too high at 52.5. We've seen Oregon this year when they've played against really good defenses. When they played against your Hawkeyes, that was a low scoring game. When they played against Indiana, they only scored 20 points. When they played against Penn State, their offense struggled for much of that game. So now they're going up against, we talked about earlier, Ohio State's got the best defense in the country. I think Texas Tech is the second best. That defensive line is so good. They have one of the best linebackers in college football in Jacob Rodriguez. And on the flip side, you know, I don't think Texas Tech has faced a defense with as many good players as Oregon. So I think this is an under game. I like under 52.5. That was immediately my first bet in the game. But what are your thoughts on Oregon and Texas Tech?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, PJ, because this Texas Tech defense is going to be really good to all the points you made, but one of the strengths of that defense is shutting down opposing rushing attacks. And as good as Dante Moore is in the passing game, like, this Oregon team runs the ball a lot. And so if that aspect is shut down, it's going to be tougher for Oregon to score. It's also, I mean, with Oregon running the ball quite a bit, third in both EPA per rush and rushing success rate on the season, like, that just milks the clock more. That makes it, I mean, when teams keep the ball on the ground, you're looking at lower scoring games all around. And I mean, you could look at the box score and say, okay, yeah, James Madison put up a boatload of yards. They scored 34 points on Oregon. Like, of course, Texas Tech is probably going to, you know, if James Madison can put up 34, Texas Tech's going to put up 50. I mean, that game was garbage time in the second quarter for Oregon, James Madison, where you kind of saw Oregon, especially late in the game, take their foot off the gas. That's not going to happen whatsoever. So I am right there with you. Before I would play a side, because this is essentially a coin flip game, I would look at the under. I think that's way too high at 50.5.
I do too. I was surprised. It opened at 53.5 and it dropped down to 52.5. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some more movement. Again, that game kicks off on New Year's Day, so we do have some more time. I think as we get closer to kick, that number is probably going to go down. So I'd probably bet it now at 52.5. As for the game, you know, when the bracket came out, Kate, I initially liked Texas Tech and I still lean that way. I am worried though about Dante Moore. I think he's the best quarterback in the country. If I was an NFL GM and I needed a quarterback, he would be my first pick. I'd take him over Mendoza and Ty Simpson. I think he's really, really good. Oregon's got really solid receivers. They got a good defense as well. The one weakness of their defense is their secondary. I just don't know if Texas Tech can really exploit that. The strength of their offense is their running game with Cameron Dickey. Baron Morton can run it a little bit as well. But that's really, to me, is where the game's going to be decided, is Texas Tech's passing game against Oregon's passing defense, because that's how Indiana beat them. It was with Mendoza and those receivers. So Morton's going to have to step up and make some plays. I'm going to take Texas Tech, though, to win the game, Kate. I mean, I just don't think we're giving this team enough credit. Like, people don't realize when Morton has played this year for Texas Tech, when their starting quarterback has played, they have covered every spread and they have won every game by at least 22 points. I understand the Big 12 is not nearly as good as the Big 10 is, but there's something to be said about not only like winning every game that you play, but dominating in every game that you play. I think that speaks to how good their defense is and how nobody can score on them, and that their offense just runs it up and that they can score from anywhere on the field. So I still think we're undervaluing Texas Tech a little bit. I think if they played in the SEC, the Big Ten, if people got a chance to watch them more, if they didn't have this Big 12 stigma around them, they'd probably be the favorite in this game. I think they're the real deal. I still think we're undervaluing them. It's going to be an awesome game, Kate, but if you had to make me choose, I would take Texas Tech.
I mean, that could end up being one of the best games of the quarterfinals with the spread being as tight as it is. I think a lot of people will look towards the Big 12 angle for Texas Tech and say, okay, who have they really played? But like you mentioned, they have destroyed most teams that's coming their way this season. I don't have a play on the side in that one, PJ. I think it could go either way. Again, under would be my play there. And then Georgia, Ole Miss, that's the only other game we haven't talked about. Like, is this Ole Miss a team of destiny where they're just going to go and go and go and go and shove it to Lane Kiffin for leaving them? I mean, if you beat Georgia, that's a massive win. They're 6.5-point underdogs against Georgia. And I think that Georgia's defense has only gotten better as the season's gone on. Obviously, Kirby Smart's been in these positions before, so they have a little bit more experience over some of these Ole Miss players. But I wonder if Ole Miss is just kind of that team this postseason.
I know. That's what scares me. You know, when these two teams, Kate, played in Athens earlier in the year, Georgia was a 7.5-point favorite at home. Now we're getting them at this. Now we're getting at this point in the season, and Georgia's a 7-point favorite on a neutral. Now Kiffin's gone, as we all know, and I think if you look at where those teams were then to where they are now, Georgia has definitely improved, especially on defense. Yeah. Like, the defense that Ole Miss played back in Athens is not the same one that they're going to get in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. Georgia's defense has just made so many strides, and it's a credit to Kirby Smart. And they've obviously just been in these games. You know, I think, Kate, like a lot of times it's not talked about enough, the experience that a guy like Kirby Smart has, knowing how to prepare his teams for this weird layoff and all this extended time and making sure they're ready to go, as opposed to a guy like Pete Golding, who, again, like, he was with Alabama as their defensive coordinator. He's no stranger to kind of this setting, but it's just a completely different game when you're the head coach and you're in control of everything. I think Georgia wins. My favorite play would probably be like teasing Georgia down, you know, betting Georgia in a money line parlay at minus 275, maybe pairing them with some other NFL game on the board. We were talking about like the Lions on Christmas Day as a 5.5 point favorite. I think the Lions would be a good teaser. I'm looking at some of these NFL games, like the Bengals are a 7 point favorite at home against the Cardinals. Like, you know, I think teasing Georgia with one of those other NFL games, probably my favorite way to bet it. I just like, I don't know if I want to lay 7. And like you, Kate, I get a little nervous that maybe just Ole Miss is like this team of destiny. You know, like they lose Kiffin, he leaves, they become this awesome underdog story that everybody's rooting for. They knock off Georgia, knock off Ohio State. I mean, it's just like, it's kind of written for them to make something like magical happen. So Ole Miss does scare me a little bit. Georgia's better. They should win. But, you know, it's tough to beat a team two times. We saw that when Alabama played Georgia. It didn't go too well for them. And this is the second meeting between these two teams. Ole Miss should have beaten them the first game. They were pretty much winning the whole game. Their offense was great. They were winning in the fourth quarter. And then Georgia just came back and beat them. So it's going to be a fun one. I think Ole Miss, I think a lot of people probably feel like Georgia's just going to kill them. I think Ole Miss is going to keep it closer than people think. But yeah, I would probably just side with Georgia in like a money line parlay, something like that.
What about the, I mean, this total is the highest of the four, 55.5. I trust both offenses. I trust Georgia's defense. I don't exactly trust Ole Miss's defense to fully slow down Georgia. Like, could this be one of, we've had a lot of unders so far. Could this be one of the over games? And maybe rightly so, being the total is, I mean, actually looking at the screen right now, up to 56.5 on BetMGM.
So, Kate, I always like looking in certain games for, like, is a side and a total correlated, right? Like, if you bet right. this team, does that mean it's going to be an under game or an over game? I think if you like Ole Miss, you got to bet the over. I think that's a dead-on, like, correlation, you know? Because, again, Georgia's defense has been so good as of late that if their defense is that good, I just don't think Ole Miss is going to be able to keep it close in, like, a 24-20 type game. I think if Ole Miss covers, it's like 35-31. Or if they win outright, it's like 34-30. You know, it's like one of those games. Yeah. Like, we get a game in the 30s. I think that's Ole Miss's pass for success because they are an awesome offensive team. And that's the way that they are 12-1 on the season. It's not because of their defense, because of their offense. So, yeah, I haven't bet the total, but if you like Ole Miss, I think you just parlay it with over 56.5. And that's the way that I would bet the game. We'll talk national championship futures in college football and maybe dive into some NFL futures as well. Bet Sweats, PJ Glasser, Kate Compson.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Bet Sweats presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, we're going to give out our favorite plays of the day with our lightning bets. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable, a couple segments left to go. We're going to go around the board here. We're going to talk some college football again, look big picture, maybe some national title bets, dive into maybe some NFL futures as well. And then I want to talk a little NBA with you as well, Kate, because we were looking at break. OKC's price to win the NBA finals is kind of crazy, but honestly, maybe there's still some value there on the Thunder. So we can touch on that in a little bit. Let's just wrap up the conversation, though, on college football. We talked about all the quarterfinal games, the futures market. Ohio State is your favorite still to win the national title, even after losing to Indiana. So people still having faith there in the Buckeyes. Hoosiers right there. Then you got Georgia, Oregon, Texas Tech, and Alabama, as you mentioned, at 18-1. So I guess you can answer like these questions differently. Maybe you have the same thought. But who do you like to win the title, Kate? And maybe like from a betting standpoint, who would you bet to win the title?
I think Georgia winning the title 5-1 would be who I would bet in terms of like a value play. Maybe Texas Tech 8-1, or Ole Miss. Like we talked about them possibly being a team of destiny. I mean, if you get past Georgia this weekend, I suppose that path is even harder because then you more than likely have to go against Ohio State. So you're talking two of the top teams, in back-to-back games to make it to the finals. So I think Georgia has a decent path. I think they beat Ole Miss this weekend. And then I would maybe go Texas Tech and look at that game against Oregon, say they win that one. And then it's just kind of, can you beat most likely Indiana? The Texas Tech's defense is pretty good. So those are two that I would have my eye on.
Yeah, I love the Texas Tech call. I actually bet them at plus 950 before the playoff bracket came out because I had a feeling they would be the 4 seed. And after watching Indiana beat Ohio State, I knew the Hoosiers would be 1. And I'm like, it's probably going to be Texas Tech and Oregon in the 4-5. Indiana's going to be the 1 seed. And I think that's a good draw for Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. They're a pick 'em against Oregon. We talked about Bama and Indiana earlier. I think there's a shot that Bama could potentially pull that upset. And if they do, Tech's probably going to be a short favorite in that game against the Tide. Or maybe they're like a 3.5-4 point dog against Indiana. I'm with you though on Texas Tech. I think that's the best value bet on the board right now. And if you like Oregon, maybe you bet them at 8-1, but I like the Red Raiders. I think Ohio State's going to win it though. I just think they're the best team. Their defense is the best in the country. Those two stud receivers that they have with, you know, Smith and Tate and then Julian Sayin. Kate, I think it did them a lot of good losing that game to Indiana, kind of like last year when they lost to Michigan. Sucks losing to your rival. Your fan base isn't happy about it, but it got them reset. It got them refocused, and they look like a completely different team throughout the playoffs. You know, losing that game to Indiana, you know, again, they haven't really been challenged like all year. They haven't had to play a 60-minute game all year. They haven't been trailing. They haven't had to execute late in that game. And getting that experience before the playoff, I think, is going to bode really well for them at plus 185. The team I would stay away from, though, is Indiana, certainly at the price at plus 325. What worries me about the Hoosiers, I think that Big Ten title game was their Super Bowl. I mean, the way that they were celebrating that, and they should. Undefeated right. season, Big Ten champions, you beat Ohio State. As expected, their fans should be thrilled. That was an unbelievable victory, and it's been an unbelievable season. Kate, I've always been in the mindset, it's going to be too hard for a team to go undefeated and win a national title unless you're just like an all-time great college football team. You know, like I think Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, that LSU team, I think they could have done it. I think some of Nick Saban's Alabama teams, the 2020 team when Devontae Smith won the Heisman, I think they could have done it. Maybe one of Kirby Smart's Georgia teams, they could have done it. Like you're talking like great teams. Indiana's really good, obviously. We all know they're very good. I just don't think they're that good. They kind of remind me more of like last year's Oregon team, where Oregon was also undefeated going into the Rose Bowl as the number one seed, and we saw Ohio State beat them. So especially at the price, I mean, you've missed your boat on Indiana at right. this point. I would stay away from them. I would actually stay away from Ohio State too at plus 185. I kind of think you just wait in game when they're playing one of these teams, whether it's Miami, whether it's Georgia, whoever, for them to maybe be a cheap money line price, and that's when you bet them. So I agree. I kind of think the value might be with Texas Tech at 8-1. I like that look.
PJ, remind me, am I wrong on this, but last year in the college football playoff that the bye teams lost, they all lost last year. I suppose I have it basically pulled up Correct. In front of me.
Correct. Yep. All the top four seeds lost.
That would be a crazy trend if that repeated itself again. You don't see that happening. I mean, I guess no. I don't see Miami upsetting Ohio State whatsoever, or even Ole Miss over Georgia. I think the two upsets that you could potentially get would be the Alabama-Oregon that we've talked about, or Alabama-Texas Tech.
You know, I mean, it's definitely something worth mentioning, but you know, I've heard a lot of people bring up that stat, and I always say that last year I kind of put an asterisk on that because two of those teams that had the bye were big underdogs. Arizona State was a big dog to Texas.
Oh, that's right.
Boise was a big dog to Penn State. And then remember, Oregon, even though they were the one seed, they were actually an underdog to Ohio State in that game. And then also Notre Dame and Georgia was a pick 'em. And Carson Beck was hurt. Gunnar Stockton was making his first start. So you had like weird circumstances for all these games. This year, the only team that's an underdog that didn't get the bye is Texas Tech. And even they're just a 1.5-point dog. So like, it wouldn't shock me to see maybe one or two of those teams go down. All four of them, though, I just can't see it happening. We were talking about in the break, though, Kate, that there's going to be a very, very popular moneyline parlay with Indiana, Georgia, and Ohio State, right? Parlaying all those three teams together, plus 140. And which of those underdogs ruins the parlay? Or maybe which of those underdogs like really makes you sweat? And I think that's the question that people have to ask themselves, because if you bet, you kind of just know it's not going to be that easy. I think we're probably in agreement that Bama's probably the team, right? That would worry us the most. Like Indiana's leg in that parlay would be the one that scares you.
Yeah, I think so, because like you mentioned, Alabama, middle of the season when they played all those ranked teams, like when Alabama's at their best, they're a really good football team. The games that they've lost or narrowly won, it's like they've had a lot of miscues throughout those games. If they can put together a full complete game and Ty Simpson plays like he did against those ranked teams in the middle of the season, I think Alabama could certainly upset Indiana.
And Kate, like, you know, these games are tough to handicap too, because it just really all comes down to which quarterback makes the big mistake, you know?
Right.
In the Bama-Oklahoma game, it was John Mateer. All he had to do was avoid the colossal mistake. What does he do? He throws the pick six to tie the game, and then Bama looks back. Carson Beck, he didn't do anything spectacular against A&M, but the best thing he did for the Canes in that game was he didn't turn it over. Whereas on the other side, Marcel Reed had a fumble inside the Miami 25. He throws the pick late in the game. Like, I mean, when you get to this stage and the games are this close and all the teams are this good, it's about turnover. And it's the same way in the NFL, but especially college. If your quarterback can take care of the football and you force the other one to make the big mistake, I mean, Kate, it's usually just that simple in these games.
Yeah. That's, in any sport, that's kind of what it comes down to is the star player making the plays or making the mistakes.
100%. So again, Ohio State's your favorite there. College football plus 185, followed by Indiana at plus 325. Kate, let's turn our attention over to the NBA now. Because again, we're getting towards Christmas, which usually was the time of the year for the NBA, and they're still going to have their five games on Christmas Day, and maybe now get some more viewers than we initially thought because the Christmas Day slate in the NFL not great. The headliner is certainly going to be the Thunder and the Spurs. OKC 25-3 on the season, and San Antonio did just beat them out in Vegas. So the Spurs have given the Thunder one of their three losses on the season. Kay, you were looking at the futures board, though, of what OKC's price is to still win the NBA Finals. What was the number on OKC?
PJ, I don't know if we have ever seen anything like this. The number right now on OKC is minus 110. The next closest favorite, the Denver Nuggets, plus 850. When was the last time we saw anything near or anything like a team at a minus number at this point? Like, we're a quarter of the way into the season. And I guess over at BetMGM, the number right now is plus 120 for the Thunder, plus 750 for the Nuggets. So that's a little bit closer than other places I've been looking. But either way, like, that discrepancy between the top one and two teams to win the finals at this point in the season is absolutely insane. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it.
I mean, that is crazy. I've never seen anything like it either. I mean, I would still bet OKC, to be honest with you.
I just
don't think anybody to beat that team four times. And I know the Nuggets took them to seven games. I know the Pacers took them to seven games. And we'll just never know what happened in that game seven when Halliburton went down and it looked like he was going to have himself a legendary game. So it's a shame we never got to see that. But like, Kate, they're better this year than they were last year, you know? And they already got that title under the belt. And we've seen it in the NBA. Like, when these teams, when these dynasties start and they get that first one under the belt, then it just becomes dangerous. Because now they got it. The pressure's off. They know what it takes. And they're so good. So, yeah, I don't think anybody's beaten OKC. What I think the interesting talking point is in the NBA futures market is, do you bet on a team that you think is a team that can beat OKC, or do you just take a flyer with another team on the board, hoping that OKC gets knocked out and then you're left with the remaining team and you think that they can win, right? So my example would be like a couple of years ago when Minnesota beat Denver, and Minnesota beat them in seven games. And we all kind of looked at Minnesota being the only team that could beat Denver, right? They just, Tim Connelly built that team with Gobert and Towns and how they were built to contain Jokic. And like, that was the perfect matchup. But then Denver gets knocked out and all of a sudden that opens things up for Dallas. I think most would agree if Dallas had to play Denver in the playoffs, Dallas isn't winning that series. But they played Minnesota and that was a good matchup for the Mavericks. And they're the ones that end up winning the West and going to the NBA Finals. So, Kate, I kind of view it like as the same way this year where I look at OKC, I think the only team that can beat him is Denver. I think that's the only team because of Jokic. I think that's the only one. So do you bet Denver if you're looking for somebody outside OKC, or do you just hope that the Nuggets beat OKC and maybe like the Lakers, the Rockets, the Spurs, one of these other teams are just kind of left? And then you're like, well, yeah, like maybe one of those teams can beat the Nuggets. Like, what would you do?
No, because I feel like you're just kind of throwing darts at a lot of those other teams. If it's the Lakers, the Spurs, anything like that, where I actually think the Nuggets have a legit shot at beating OKC. The Nuggets are having one of the best seasons that they've ever had. It's just being overshadowing, at least under it with Jokic, it's just being overshadowed by how good the Thunder have been. So certainly, and then we saw it the other night against Minnesota when the Thunder played them. Like, the one caveat for the Thunder that could potentially be a downfall, and I know in the postseason, in the playoffs, it didn't quite matter because they had some close games, but like, OKC doesn't know how to play in close games in late in the fourth quarter. Like, Minnesota handled them easily late in that fourth quarter the other night when it handed OKC its third loss. So like, that would be my concern, where I do feel like a team like Denver that knows how to play in those tight games down the stretch would be the team that could upset OKC. Because I mean, for the most part this season, PJ, SGA has hardly played in the fourth. And so I think Denver would be the one team that could compete with OKC, where I don't necessarily want to just kind of blindly throw darts at the Spurs or the Warriors. Like, obviously Steph and Jimmy in the postseason, like, they're always a threat, but like, are they actually that good of a team, a full complete team to win? I don't know. So, I mean, I feel like the futures market in the NBA is really hard just because of how dominant OKC is right now.
I mean, Jokic, to your point, Kate, it's ridiculous, this guy. He averages 29.5 points a game, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. He averages a triple-double, also gets you a steal and a half per game. But it's the efficiency. He shoots 60% from the field, 42 from three, and 84% from the free throw line. He continues to get better and better. And you saw it last year with Oklahoma City in the playoffs. Like, their defense is so good. You can't speed Jokic up. You just can't do it. Like, former players will talk about that all the time. You can't get him out of his rhythm. You can't speed him up. And it's like that kind of player that beats OKC, because he just, like, he goes at his pace. He gets him out of rhythm. I agree with you. Like, I think you're just throwing darts at other teams. If you're not betting OKC, I think Denver would be the only other choice in the West and to win the finals for me in the NBA. All right, we wrap up the show next. Lightning bets, our best bets of the day. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, we're wrapping up the show here on Bet Sweats, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable here with you on a Monday morning. Kate, it is a Monday morning. I guess it's now Monday early afternoon. But like we were saying earlier off break, like, it doesn't feel like a Monday. So shout out to Christmas Eve and Christmas, you know, because it really feels like a Wednesday or a Thursday today, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's like midweek. We wake up and it's already midweek. Only a couple more hours, days left of work before we get a small little break, which will be nice.
And it's just glorious to sports fans because now you get all these like midweek bowl games. You know, we only got the one today. We got Utah State and Washington State today, which kicks off at 2 p.m. Eastern time. But then tomorrow, you get three bowl games all throughout the day. Louisville-Toledo at 2, Southern Miss, Western Kentucky at 5:30, Ohio-UNLV at 9. Then you get the Hawaii Bowl, Christmas Eve, three more on Friday, December 26th. I mean, it's just spectacular. And then on Saturday, December 27th, we have 8 bowl games. So, yeah.
Have you been betting these non-CFP bowl games? Because I have been doing nothing in them.
Okay, absolutely. Well, Well, I'm in every year I enter a pool where you pick every bowl game against the spread and then you rank it confidence-wise, right? So, like, your least favorite bowl is a 1, your favorite's a 41. It gets a little tricky, though, because of the new era, the playoff, because you got to lock all these games in before it starts, right? And, like, the lines move so much. Some of these teams don't come up with bowl opt-outs until a couple days before. So, you know, in a pick'em pool, I'll have a team that's laying 6.5 points, and then by the time we get to kick, they're like a 1.5 point dog. And I'm like, well, there goes that game. Probably not going to win that one. But yeah, it's fun because it gives you a reason to like watch all these games, you know, invest in all these games. So that's how I'm kind of betting it. But you said you have not bet. Even like today, like nothing in Utah State, Washington State, just to give yourself something in the background, 1 p.m. Eastern on a Monday, not going to do anything.
No interest, PJ. I'm saving my money for the big dogs.
Have you ever been to
Boise?
I was going to say, have you ever been to Boise? That's where they're playing today.
No, I have not, but my grandparents are from Boise, so they are big. I know Boise State's not playing today, but they are big Boise State fans. Love Boise area. Like the Constables have some Boise ties, but I have never been there. I've heard it's very pretty. I just don't think there's a whole lot to do there.
Yeah, I've never been. I'm sure it's lovely. Would love to see the blue turf in person, but we got the famous Idaho Potato Bowl today. But you said, yeah, you were going to save your money probably for some of the bigger games, some of those college football playoff games we were talking about.
Yeah, saving them for those. Just because I have not been following any of these opt-outs. I don't know who's playing, anything like that. So bowl season for me is now just focused on the CFP versus what it used to be years ago when it was so fun to have all of these just normal bowls being played and your favorite teams in them. But saving my money for the CFP, and the bet I like the most in that one, PJ, is the under in Miami and Ohio State. I don't think we're getting many points in that one at all, at least from Miami's side.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking earlier, and again, we're getting ready to go into lightning bets, and maybe that is one of our bets, but that team total under for Miami at 16.5. I mean, Ohio State hasn't given up more than 14 points all year, and the team total for Miami is 16.5, and it's not even juiced off. It's -135 to the under, so maybe that is a bet. But yeah, let's cue it up. That's a good segue. Let's get in the lightning bets here on Bet Sweats. Oh, maybe there was like a graphic or something. I don't know. I haven't done bets. There we go.
Oh, there she is.
Heck yeah. Appreciate you, Mike Brown. Lightning bets. All right. Kate, I will give you the floor first. We have Monday Night Football tonight between the Niners and the Colts. We got college football, bowl games galore. You can go futures market in the NBA. Whatever you want, floor is yours. What are your favorite bets for the day?
Yeah, being this is my last show before a lot of these games happen, or at least a lot of the NFL games that will be taking place before I'm back, I guess Saturday. Yeah, on Christmas and stuff. All right, we're going tonight. I'm laying it with the 49ers, -5.5. No faith in the Colts, no faith in Phillip Rivers. I think the Niners still have a lot to play for. They come into town in Indianapolis and get the job done fairly handedly. So I will take the 5.5. We just mentioned the CFP, that team total under for Miami. What did you say it was, 16.5, PJ?
Yeah, -135 to the under.
I mean, that's your bet, but I will join you on that bet. And then the full game under, I think 42.5 is where I'm going to go there. I am also going to go Alabama plus the 7 against Indiana in that round. In terms of the NFL and the upcoming schedule here, I like the Lions on, what is that, Christmas Day game for Detroit, 5.5. I would grab it now. I'm already seeing some 6 pop places. You have Max Brosmer going for the Vikings. No faith in Brosmer whatsoever. I don't have strong opinions on those other two games on Thursday night, so going to stay away from those. And then as far as the full Sunday slate, boy, there are some brutal games there. But I'm going to go with, I'm going to go ahead and say the 49ers. I'm going to take them again over the Bears. I think that's a tough spot. Bears going on the road across country after such a emotional win over the Packers, and one that now they've clinched a playoff spot. So I think it's a short number on San Francisco for next week, week 17. So 2 plays on the 49ers coming up in the next couple of weeks, but that's where I'm going to go for Sunday slate.
Yeah, excited for that one. Should be good. For me, we'll start with college football. I do like Washington State today. Took them at minus 110. That game's a pick 'em against Utah State. Just too many injuries, too many opt-outs for Utah State, so I'm going with Wazoo. I think they win the famous Idaho Potato Bowl today. Western Kentucky continues to drop tomorrow against Southern Miss. They're now a 2.5-point favorite. I still like the Hilltoppers. Southern Miss, their head coach, Charles Huff, is off to Memphis, so it's one of those situations where team's coach is gone, some of their staffers is gone. I don't know really how motivated they are, so I'll take Western Kentucky in that game. I also really like New Mexico plus 2.5 against Minnesota on Friday. It's probably one of my favorite bets. I mean, like that line, just look at what it's telling you. You know, Minnesota, team out of the Big Ten, not even laying a 3 against New Mexico. Has had a really good season out of the Mountain West, and they've played a couple of Big Ten teams this year, and they've hung pretty tough against them. They went to the Big House in Ann Arbor and played Michigan pretty close for 4 quarters. So I like Minnesota or New Mexico against Minnesota plus the 2.5. College football playoff, Kate, as you were mentioning, like Bama plus the 7 against Indiana. I think that's a really good matchup for Bama. Just mobile quarterbacks, you know, are what gives them trouble, and Fernando Mendoza is not that. So I think their secondary can be able to hang. Ty Simpson, I think, has a little bit of a swagger back, and just think 7's too many. I like the Tide in that game. Like that Miami team total under against Ohio State at 16.5. Carson Beck is going to have to make plays in that game. I just do not trust him to do so. I like the under in Oregon's and Texas Tech at 52.5 as well. So I'll take that game. And then over in the NFL in week 17, I'm with you on the Lions. I like them minus 5.5. Again, they're so good off of a loss before yesterday. In their last 15 games off a loss under Dan Campbell, they were 15-0 straight up, 14-1 against the spread. Now we get them off of 2 straight losses, Kate. So I'll back the Lions minus 5.5. I'll take the Ravens plus 2.5 against the Packers on Saturday night. I think it's going to be Tyler Huntley for Baltimore, but I just trust him more on the road. And the way that the Ravens and the Steelers usually are, you know, as soon as you think a team's eliminated or they're going to lose a game and a team's going to clinch off, like, it just never happens. So I think the Ravens win that game. They put all the pressure on the Steelers to beat the Browns to win the division on Sunday. And then I, on Sunday, don't think there's any of the Sunday games that I like as of right now. I think it's just the Lions minus 5.5. It actually just jumped to 6, Kate. So there you go. In real time, ooh, Lions already moving up with the Lions. So we got a good number there. And the Ravens. Yeah, those would be my 2 plays. And then tonight, Monday Night Football, Jonathan Taylor, longest rush, under 17.5 yards, plus 110. Last 3 games, Taylor's longest runs have been 11, 14, and 12 yards. So I'll take under 17. And then Christian McCaffrey over rushing yards at 61.5. I think that number is too low. They've been leaning more on him in the ground game. I think he goes for at least 70 tonight. So I'll take CMC over 61.5 rushing yards. Are you excited for the Monday night game tonight? Like, are you excited to see Phillip Rivers another game and how that goes?
Excited might not be the term I would use, PJ, but I will be watching. It'll be on my TV. I will be sitting in front of it. I mean, I guess, yeah, a little intrigued to see how he plays. I would love, like, I'm rooting for the guy. It would be an awesome story for him to just be balling out at the age, what, 45, 5 years removed from the league. So, like, I'm certainly wanting to see a good Philip Rivers performance. I just don't know if we get it. But either way, like, this is the, I mean, what else do we have to watch tonight? Not a whole lot of other things. So, yeah, I guess you could say I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, you know, we'll see if the Colts can keep it close. I'm down 50 points, Kate, in a fantasy league, and I got Jonathan Taylor and Tyler Warren, so I'll be rooting for those guys.
Okay. Not great that we just talked about unders for Jonathan Taylor for you, but maybe a touchdown or two. Like, maybe the rushing attempts and the rushing yards don't come through, but he finds the end zone a couple times. That would be nice for you, right?
I mean, Kate, I was playing against Puka this week, and then to make matters even worse, I was playing against Ashton Jeanty yesterday.
That's brutal.
Going against the best defense in the NFL, I got to watch him catch a 60-yard touchdown and run one in for 50 yards.
That's brutal. Yeah,
that's sounds about
what
right.
What can you do at that point? That's kind of when you just throw your hands up and are like, season's over.
That's baseball season.
Because that's got to be the playoffs for you, right?
Yeah, semifinals.
Oh, so. Brutal, PJ.
Brutal, Kate. You know what wasn't brutal was this show today. It was a lot of fun. It's good seeing you, Kate. Merry Christmas. Good Happy holidays to you. Thanks to Zach. Thanks to Double D back in Chicago. Mike Brown as well. Be back tomorrow, myself and Jake Hassan here on Bet Sweats. Good luck to you guys the rest of the day. Enjoy the bowl game, Monday Night Football, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.